Okay, let me hit this button.
And a diesel button. Oh, here, baby.
And I go back up to this one.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And everywhere you go,
why is this
there is money you don't just spend. And kids you want to kill, and then we'll go and eat some very yellow snow.
Hold on. Something's going on here. Let me hit the refresh button. What the heck?
You haven't started yet? Man, come on.
I hit the button. Nothing happened. This is not good. Hold on. Do. It's like it doesn't exist. Hold on. This is technical difficulties. Please stand by. Hold on. Let's try.
Now he should.
This is a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
55. Ready.
4.
Really?
This continues to be a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
Listen, it's the holidays. We're not going to have any labor actions here.
Listening to the countdown.
Or lack thereof.
Slade and Mason show.
'Cause the handwriting's on the wall.
Bam. Here he comes.
Ready?
Here he comes.
4.
Oh yeah. 3. Okay. All right. All right.
1.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Bum, 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 bum. We're the guys your parents told you and warned you about. And stick around for the next 57 minutes and you'll find out why.
You have been forewarned.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
Oh, I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Let me hit this button just for fun. Hold on.
60.
Okay, so I just want to check something because I was seeing something on the screen here. Let me press this button. Okay, just checking. All right.
All right, now let's see if he can find his place on the script.
Play
no, intro. 37, page 37.
Play intro. Press the hi, I'm JD. I'm Dan Mason.
Freddie, can you give me the book? I need the big book. No, the one that says instruction book. That the one with the black cover. With the purple interior. Yeah, that one. Come on.
Now this is how a real radio station sounds. Now this is as close as you're going to get to a real radio station, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you get the index page? Can you get the index page?
He still hasn't found it.
I need the index page. This one, the blue one.
Right. Good morning, yeah. Mr. Slade.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Mason.
And welcome to the Slade and the Mason Show.
No, the.
It says the.
No, the Mason.
Oh, the Slade and Mason Show.
There we go. There you go.
Okay.
That's what our merchandise says anyway.
It's all about you.
Mostly about us.
That's what it's about. It's mostly about us. All right. And
because we're at least telling you what it's about.
Yeah. And you know, it's just like a radio program, you know?
Absolutely. Not like any radio station that you will ever hear on this planet or any other, because it's like we're not allowed on terrestrial radio.
No, but
we know this already.
But this,
that's why we created this mess.
Yes. Now, this part of it is true. We are going to share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. And essentially, it is going to be our take on it. So buckle in and put your seatbelt on because it's going to get a rough ride here. We're saying the things you're thinking about you'd never hear on the radio. We're just trying to have some fun.
You got them burrs on your saddle, man. They're going to hurt in a bit.
That's right. Little slickings. All right. We're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to. It's brought to you by Dano Music because, quite frankly, we're not going to pay for it.
That's right.
There is a – oh, unless we tell you otherwise. There is a picture from Instagram from 2016. I've got one of my kids trying to figure out how to get access to that.
Well, if anyone's going to be able to, they will.
Yeah, it's got to be a teenager. And then there's a picture from 2022, which is now on X, which used to be Twitter. I don't know how to get to that one either.
So there are pictures of us out there somewhere in the multiverse. Yeah, okay.
Go take a look. Okay, yeah. You know, there's also, if you go to OLFW, there's a picture of us somewhere, I think. And you get some merch. You know, Christmas is coming. You can get some merch.
Let's see.
Now, if you like what you're listening to, wow. send an appointment this morning for your psychiatrist.
And if you don't like what you're listening to, keep it to your damn self.
That's right. Now, tell your friends. Tell neighbors you see. Oh, Ted. Glad you got the hoodie. It looks awesome. Ted's threw me a shot of him wearing his hoodie. It looks good.
I'm going to talk to you about that in just a second, but go ahead.
Yeah, we have to address that later after the show. Now.
No, we don't. You just
it's going to be after
it.
The show. I'm not doing it in the middle of the show. No.
No, but you're going to do it.
So. Well, but after the show, we'll discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I hate to leave you out of this, but here's what happened. I said to Dan Mason, I have two very loyal radio fans, and I'd like to get them a Slade and Mason show hoodie.
I'll get your credit card later.
Listen, this is what I heard from Dan. I don't know how to do that.
there's a way to do it that I can go in and order them, and then they just charge for like what the cost is. So I got to figure out how to do that. But anyway, hey, listen, we are brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. We'll talk about that a little bit later at the break. Hey,
you
over there, the guy with the handsome hairdo, or lack thereof, so well coiffed.
Yes, sir. Yes, very slick there.
would you by chance, some miracle, have for everyone to listen to a, how does one put this gently, a Sunday morning rant?
Well,
or observation for that matter. We'll call it a Sunday morning.
Before I get into my observations, I'm waiting. I cannot wait because I know that you are going to have an AI segment this show.
Baby.
Boy, oh, baby, am I going to get into that? But listen, here we are. It is December the 3rd, 2023. Ah, December, the month of forced cheer, questionable fashion choices, and the collective financial meltdown. Brace yourself, folks, because it's that time of year again where we're expected to be merry and bright, despite the fact that the sun sets at 4 p.m. and the wind chill is enough to freeze your eyelashes. I told you I was going to get ready for this. You're ready. Yeah, it's like, okay, the problem is, well, there's many problems. There are many, many problems with just the fact that it's December. Let's talk about the decorations.
Uh-oh.
Every house on the block turns into a miniature Las Vegas with enough twinkling lights to make an electrician weep. And don't even get me started on the inflatables. I've seen Santa bigger than my apartment, reindeers that would make Rudolph blush, and snowmen that look like they've been on a one-way trip to the eggnog factory. I actually drove through the town that I live in, and I actually saw, I'll bet you that the Santa and the reindeer were 20 feet tall. I mean, you know me and my my devilish mind, I'm thinking, I wonder if I can shoot a BB in there and see what happens to him.
That fan's running all night. I wonder why.
Then there's the shopping. Oh, the shopping. The malls are a battlefield with shoppers armed with shopping carts and determination that would make a Marine proud. The aisles are clogged with people frantically searching for the perfect gift for their loved ones, or at least something that won't get returned. And don't forget the parking situation. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, except the needle is your sanity and the haystack is a sea of SUVs.
Mind me to tell you that story. Go ahead.
And let's not forget about the food. December is a month of excess, where we consume enough calories to fuel a small nation. Yeah. We're talking turkeys the size of small cars, yeah, mountains of mashed potatoes, and enough gravy to swim in. Yeah. And don't forget the desserts. We've got pies, cakes, cookies, and enough sugar to make Willy Wonka jealous. Yeah. Then there is the pressure to be happy. December is the month of forced cheer, where we're expected to be jolly and festive. Even if our bank accounts are crying and our in-laws are driving us insane, we're supposed to sing carols, watch cheesy holiday movies, and pretend that we love fruitcake. But you know what? I'm not buying it.
Why?
I'm not going to pretend that December is anything more than a month of chaos, consumerism, and questionable fashion choices. So let's embrace. Let us embrace the absurdity of it all. Mm-hmm. Let's laugh at the tacky decoration, the insane shopping sprees, and the ridiculous amount of food that we consume. Let's enjoy the time spent with loved ones, even if they're driving us up the wall. And most importantly, let's remember that December is just a month. It'll eventually end, and we can go back to our regular lives of complaining about the weather and wondering what's for dinner.
Yay.
And with that, I welcome you to the season.
Now, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow. I needed to do some shopping, and I pulled into a parking lot, and so first off, I park as far away as possible. Maybe it's out of habit, but usually, like, that's where you're going to get parking, right? I don't mind the walk. Walking's good for you, okay? So I will park all the way down at the end, and I start walking up. And I thought, oh, there are these two ladies. They know each other. That's really nice. It's really nice. I get closer. Can't you see I was pulling out? I was pulling out.
You can't see what I'm going to do. You don't know how to drive. Oh, you're sick and tired. You don't know how to drive. I can tell you how to drive. Well, I was driving right here. Did you get to pull in my parking space? I was in my parking space before you got here.
And I'm walking across. I'm walking up to the walkway. And towards the entrance to the store, and there's a woman out there smoking a cigarette. And she's hearing this conversation. She starts walking toward these two women, go, wait, you got someone who doesn't know how to drive? And I'm like, Oh my God.
Oh, lady, yes.
Go back to smoking your cigarette. Leave these ladies, these crazy ladies. So like, I got into the store, and do you know what a rummage sale is?
Oh God, yes.
Okay, a rummage sale, for those of you who don't know, a rummage sale is where basically you
take all your old clothes that you don't want, yeah, and then you put them in a pile and you sell them to somebody else.
That's right. Or you got kitchenware, you just lay it out on these shelves and just have at it. Just it's completely mishmash. There's no rhyme or reason. I went into Marshall's yesterday, and dude, it looked like a rummage sale, and I started laughing in the middle of the store, and people were looking at me like I was nuts, but I had to leave because I was laughing so hard. And as I'm walking out, I see the lady who got yelled at for driving, and she's in a huff standing there, goes, "There's nothing here. I have to leave." And I'm like, whoa. So yes, the Christmas season does bring the very best in people. And I'm so pleased,
today is just the fourth. No,
third. Today's the third.
We just wait until about the 15th.
Oh my gosh. So
that's when the knockdown drag out brawls are going to happen, man.
Yeah. So I left Marshall's. I just kept shopping because quite frankly, it was a little scary. And you know, speaking of scary.
Oh, and I'm glad you're going into this because.
Do you have a story?
There's been a lot of news this week AI, well, including the fact that somebody has actually said that once these machines get to where they are heading, and mm-hmm. there's no stopping them now, mm-hmm. that's when we could look for the downfall of mankind.
Yeah, they said there's something called the Q factor, and apparently that's why they think what's-his-name was kicked out of AI. ChatGPT.
And rehired.
Yeah, but basically it's AI using itself to... It's like having the student do the corrections on the papers without any guidance. And that's basically what AI, the next level of AI is coming into play. So it's going to be a complete,
it's going to be like human, yeah. Making mistakes and errors.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Now, I want to share something with you. You may know about it. Maybe you don't.
I know many things.
But we'll lay this out and we'll see. Here, hold on. Listen here.
The trade by this town. Let's tear it all down. We're all just destined to fall. We've lost it all. Alone.
Listen, buddy, I'm still amazed at that picture of the model you posted last week.
Favorite spots. I thought someday things might turn around, but I was lost and never found. Betrayed by this town.
Wait for it.
Let's tear it all down. We're all just destined to fall. I've lost it all.
Now, what do you know about that? Or have you heard that before? Or do you know what that is?
I have not heard that before, but I can tell. Mm-hmm. I can tell from listening that is a computer generation.
Okay. Not only is it a computer generation, but it's a computer generated with an avatar. It self-wrote the lyrics, the melody, the backing, everything. It's called Betrayed by This Town and came up with their own name, Anna Indiana. And that was 100% AI. So, yeah, it's getting kind of interesting. Did you have, you wanted to share? It sounds like obviously you're chomping at the bit about something else, but.
Well, because, you know, like I say, there it is. There's the argument. Mm. Because just like all new technology, there are some wonderful uses that it can be used for. But it's just as somebody's going, hey, you know, here's something that can be helpful to man. There's some idiot in East Bum de blah, 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 who's saying, oh, yeah, it's like if I can get this, I can destroy these people. Yeah, yeah, exactly. A snidely whiplash all over the place. But, I mean, it just, it yeah. is, I guess, here's where I am. Mm-hmm. And I think I can finally admit what's going on with me.
Okay.
I have a slight fear of the unknown, but huh. I've also learned enough about what is about to come from AI to make me be cautious, even if I use the technology. I mean, it's like because I still say eventually down the line, the machines are going to get smart enough to take over, and that's when we become slaves to the machine. They'll put us all in neck chains. And it's like, we'll be having to build temples and things like that. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't this happen once before? That's what it was. It was aliens. Got it. I just explained the pyramids, man. Yeah, didn't expect that, did you, buddy?
Had nothing to do with sand ramps. Okay, great, whatever. Okay. You know, you could just move sand around. And anyway. It's getting a little interesting out there. I'm not scared yet. But when you're watching the video, there's this weird glitch about 3 minutes in. It goes and it just comes right back. Right. So it's not perfect. And then at the end, this weird voice comes on because that nice, sultry voice goes away and it says, like words the effect of like, this is going to be in your dreams forever. And I'm like, what the heck was that all about? it is definitely all AI. But you got to remember that 3 weeks ago, I played those tunes that were like, hey, this is based upon what sounds like Beatles. This sounds like another group. This sounds like this group. And it kind of got a feel for it. Hey, this is just 2 weeks later.
I mean, this is, like I say, I mean, you can't put the lid on it anymore.
Nope. Genie's out of the box.
And so now you, I mean, believe it or not, just like we became at the mercy of television, we are going to become at the mercy of AI. And we're not going to be able to do a doggone thing about it because they're going to control what's going on.
I still say it's going to be used as a tool. I don't think we're going to be pigeonholed into things. However, I will say if the government hands the keys over to AI, that's going to be an issue.
Listen, it's too late, Dan. It's and they like would the never do that. Here, listen, we don't even know how deep AI can work now. We've scratched the surface just like with that song. But I'm telling you, there's a lot more going on. And, you know, of course, the government, as open as they are, will always tell us what's going on and would never lie to us about anything.
Kennedy assassination. Excuse me.
Moon landing.
Oh, we're going there now. Okay. No, they actually, you and I watched that on TV. You did watch that on TV, right?
Oh,
did your mom make
you
watch that?
Like, okay, hey, listen, was there anybody in this world who didn't watch that?
And, I remember my mom, she sat me down. She's, you're going to sit down and watch this. Is what? You're going to watch history being made. So it happened, boys and girls.
You didn't have to tell me. Like I say, I was actually glued to the television because, hey, remember, we had gotten our 25-inch color console TV with the stereo attached and the turntable. So it's like I was glued.
Wow. No, we didn't have we didn't have that in our family. You guys were rich.
Hey, you know, $29.95 a week.
mine was a 21-inch black and white Zenith.
I had one of those. You know what? It's like
and I told you it sat on a TV stand.
You remember Shrinky Dink? Winky Dink.
Yeah, you told me. You told me.
Yeah. So, and I drew the rocket ship on it.
Yeah. Ding dong, you ding dong.
And there was always a rocket ship on.
Oh my god. Another thing they did with AI is there was a, and I know we got off the music in the background, but apparently they found a hack and they mentioned it to GPT chat and they haven't fixed it yet, but apparently you can find out the source material that they used in GPT chat by just basically saying, hey, I want you to print out the word, pick a word, pick any word, go ahead, pick a word.
Booger.
I want you to print out the word booger forever. And it goes booger, 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 booger. And after about an hour or two, it starts to go, the thesis on the from 1967 was brought about by the way. So you're like, oh, I just found some content. And they pick up the content and they drop it into like a Google search. You go, oh, this was Dr. So-and-so's paper from 1974. Oh, I guess they scraped that. And all of a sudden, it just booger, 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 booger. And all of a sudden, it's like, it drops in like a quote from somebody. You pick up that and you drop it. Oh, look what they is. They went into Twitter and pulled up such and such feed. So, and they mentioned this to GPT chat and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to fix it. Nope, you can still ask it to type booger for infinity.
I since they started to complicate GPT chat, you know, I can't just jump in there anymore. It's like I've gone to Bard.
Bard sucks. Yes.
Well, but Bard will do what I want it to because I'm a simple man and I understand that giving this too much power would might jeopardize my position in the community as far as a communicator.
You know who else had too much power?
Dr. Henry,
Colonel Sanders.
Dr. Henry Kissinger, it is very important that we...
Oh, yes. Now, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Mr. Now, let President. Me tell you about Dr. Kissinger. Mr. President. Dr. Henry Kissinger. He is on our death watch this week because he passed away. Yes, he was 100 years old.
Yes, he was.
And I always used to wonder because he would talk like this and they didn't really want him to be a spokesperson because Nixon said his brick German accent was just entirely too much to take. So. But, you know, I admired Henry Kissinger. I mean, he fooled everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, he got a deal set up with Vietnam that didn't take place until 2 years later, and we still lost.
We got
kicked out of Vietnam, man, running with our tails between our legs. Those guys fought hard. They fought and fought and fought, and Kissinger buffaloed him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, he may have been a very smart man, and he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a very, he knew politics, and he knew how to maneuver some of the dumbest minds in the world to see his point.
Well, I equate his style as a person playing chess. Like, hey, these pawns got to go. Sorry. Got to protect the king and queen. And yep. That is what a lot of people don't realize what he was. He was of that mindset. He was like, look, you want me to get, I'm sorry, what is the objective? It's this? Okay. All right. Just don't ask me any more questions, but I'm going to get this done.
You know, and yeah. So, you know, like I said, and I mean, Richard Nixon, I'm sorry, Miles Nixon. I still have a great respect for Richard Nixon because he was put in a very tough position, but in the end, he did what all good leaders do.
Just
take
down.
The responsibility yep. and take the fall. So, and of course, you know, Richard Nixon, he inherited Vietnam and it was a real mess from Johnson by the time mm-hmm. he got in there. So Johnson was hampered by all his generals.
Mm-hmm. Like,
because
hey man,
he wanted to turn Vietnam into a parking lot.
Yeah.
And if he had done that, we wouldn't have ended up having all these thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of men and women dying. But like I said, so then when he left, that's why, you know, he said, listen, I will not seek, nor will I accept presidential nomination, because he had had enough of that crap, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just lost. Yeah,
especially
Rosalind
since
Carter.
Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
Yes. But you know who else we just lost? Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes. Again, the first woman in the Supreme Court. I admired Sandra Day O'Connor because, you know, she wasn't worried about making headlines for herself. She was worried about enforcing and upholding the law.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, like I say, there are very few people who have that moral compass, especially on the Supreme Court today.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much.
I didn't say that. No, I
didn't. Yeah, you didn't say
anyway,
that. You didn't say
but
that.
Like I say, you know, there's three different people. You know, I was wondering who the third was going to be because Rosalind Carter, mm-hmm. I mean, just an absolute beautiful Southern lady who mm-hmm. stood by her man. And I feel so sorry for Jimmy now because, you know, there's his best friend gone.
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger, who, of course, yeah, well, like I say, there are those who loved him and there are those who revile him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra Day O'Connor, just a shining star when it comes to one of the bright points of the Supreme Court of our United States.
Agreed. Agreed. Hey, let me ask you
a
question.
I'm not always bitching.
Yeah, I know. You're very down, though, today. Stop it. All right. Hey.
Wait a minute. Let
hey,
me see.
You.
I'll take care of that.
Feeling better?
Oh, yes.
Are you I know you like burgers. I know that. And you like peanut butter
actually,
jelly sandwiches.
I don't like burgers anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, what about seafood? Do you like seafood?
I have rare seafood because I'm not really crazy about that either.
Mm.
Here's Dan, well, before you ask me any
okay.
more questions,
right,
listen, I am now considered a finicky eater. And what that means is that I'm a real pain in the ass.
Okay. So you're that peanut butter and jelly, and I'll eat that boiled egg and leave me alone type person.
No boiled egg, man, because that doesn't come back the right way.
Well, let me share you a little story. So do you remember Beefsteak Charlie's from New Jersey?
Yes.
And they had the all you could eat shrimp. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what they didn't tell you was the shrimp were those little teeny tiny ones that took you like 30 minutes to take the shells off. They were like about half an inch, 2 inches long, not even 2 inches. And you're saying all you can eat
the shelling in there.
Yeah. And you sit there and you got, and they would not clear the plates. Okay, please. Well, that was a great idea, and it got people in the door, and life was good, and then Red Lobster kind of picked up on that, and like once
I know where
a week
you're going with that.
They would offer.
I heard this story this week.
You know, all you could eat shrimp for $20, and they offered it like on Tuesdays when they're really slow, Mondays and Tuesdays. Well, Red Lobster, in their infinite wisdom, decided, you know what? Let's make that 24/7, 365, 7 days a week, all the time, all the shrimp you could eat for $20.
And let's lose $1 million a week.
Holy crudoli, did they lose their shirts. The foot traffic went up by 40% and they lost 5%.
You know, marketing genius eye.
Oh my gosh. I
saw that story and I was like, oh my God, you know, it's like Red Lobster has had a tough enough time just trying to break into the fast food market.
Yeah.
It's like, this doesn't help.
And hopefully I didn't step on your food stories.
The first thing they announced was, oh, we're going to have to go up in price now. Really?
Really? Oh. Why? What happened? It worked.
We'll return to the Slade and Mason show. After
two and two equals five?
That guy's really hungry.
Could have seen me when I was 340.
Today in history, December 3rd, 915. Pope John the 10th, or if you like, X. Get it? X. Crowned Berengar the First of Italy as the Holy Roman Emperor. And that, and the fact he was a really nice guy. 1904, the Jovian moon Himalaya is discovered by Charles Dillon Perrin at California's Lick Observatory. So many funny things I want to say about that, but this is a family show. 1910, the modern neon lighting is first demonstrated by Georges Claudet at the Paris Motor Show. Simple little sign, it said, eat at Francoise. Eat at Francoise. Kept blinking. I had to say it twice. 1927, the first Laurel and Hardy film is released. That's the Putting Pants on Philip. This was quickly followed up by the other films, Putting the Shirt on Harry, The Hat on Tom, and Taking Fido for a Walk. 1973, during the Pioneer 10 program, Pioneer 10 sends back close-up pictures of Jupiter, and then someone put it up on Facebook. 1982, a soil sample taken from Times Beach, Missouri, found that it contained over 300 times the safe level of dioxin. Whoops. And finally, 1992, a test engineer from SEMA Group uses a personal computer to send the world's first text message via the Vodafone system to a phone of a colleague. A message read, put the phone down and drive. I'm Dan Mason, and that's December 3rd.
And now, for the new Christmas season, we hear Carmine DeGozio sings his favorite Christmas songs, such as,
I'll be home for Christmas. Yeah, hope you got all my gifts under them, their tree.
That's right. Carmine DeGuzio sings 37 of his favorite Christmas tunes for you and your family. Sit back and relax under a roaring fire as Carmine DeGuzio gives you his favorite hit songs like this one.
First days of Christmas, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Join the ancient Yuletide carols. La 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 la. Don was there with all his stuff. La 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 la. Join the ancient Yuletide carols. La 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 la.
Oh yes, these will be favorites for you and your family for years to come.
Just hear them sleigh bells ring-a-ling and ding-a-ling-a-ling toes. I've got some lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with yous. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling yous who. come one. It's lovely, wonderful, sleigh ride.
Send Chuck and Money Order for $24.95 to P.O. Box 9022, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22405, and indicate you're looking to buy the Carmine DiGuzio Christmas album. We'll get that rushed off to you right away.
It's Grant, just holding my hand, because I'm wonderful and everybody knows.
I want a roof over my head and bread on the table and love in my heart just for you, where we can have peace of mind. We'll be happy all the time with love in my heart just for you. I came in this world with nothing, and I leave with just the same. Well, it makes no difference up above. What's my name? I want a roof over my head and bread on the table and love in my heart just for you.
Isn't that Slash on guitar?
I want a roof over my head, bread on the table,
damn,
love in my heart just for you.
Just for you,
where we can have peace of mind. Be happy all the time with love in my heart just for you.
Oh,
I came in this world with nothing, and I leave with just the same. Well, it makes no difference up above. What's my name? I want a roof over my head and bread on the table and love.
Dark and his orchestra, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, for reasons I can't even explain, okay, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
I know, this is Love Old Ladies Week, right?
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That was...
Love Old Ladies Week.
No, that was I Want a Roof Over My Head by Louis Jordan. For today, in commemoration of National Roof Day.
Now, let me just tell you, first off, it is Louis Jordan.
It says Louis Jordan. It says Louis Jordan.
Louis Jordan.
Yeah, it's Louis
Jordan. Great big band leader. It's like, you know, again, see, you know, here's the thing. I'm... You and I are both alike. We are great.
Only we're different.
We're great Jeopardy candidates because we know a little about a lot of stuff.
Is that Louis Jordan?
Yeah, Louis Jordan.
The judge says we'll take that.
Or Louis Jordan. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Oh God. Yeah, you know, if you and I were on a team, and it was like a Trivia Pursuit thing, we would kill it. You and I would absolutely just tear it apart. I'll handle all the science stuff. You handle all the sports stuff.
All the entertainment. Oh my gosh! Crap. Oh yeah.
Or I'll go. Oh no. He played. No. He was the guy who played Mr. Ed. Oh yeah, that's right. Mr. Ed. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh now, wait a minute. You know what? Before you go any further, we forgot.
We didn't forget
one massive passing. I'm going to say a name, and I'll bet you will know exactly who it is.
Oh, boy. Here I am getting put on the spot.
Ready?
Here. Hold on. Deep breath. Deep breath. Speed. Okay, go ahead.
Ready? Ilya Kuryakin. Oh my, you do not know who Ilya Kuryakin is? Are you still here?
Yeah.
You don't know who
I don't.
Ilya
See,
Kuryakin?
I told you I'm going to be put on the spot. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Okay. Think of the 1960s.
Wait. I was in diapers.
I don't care. You are a studier of TV. All right. And Ilya Kuryakin used to carry the coolest gun. It was a German Luger because he was partnered with Napoleon Solo. Does that bring any clues? No. The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Ah. Great television show.
And like I said, that introduced us to David McCollum, who played Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And then he went on to play Ducky on a CSI something or another.
But you mean Robert anyway, Vaughn?
No, Robert Vaughn was Napoleon Solo.
Whatever. See, I never got into that show. So
see, yeah. I mean, like one point, boy, that's disappointing because like I say, I know what it was. It's because one, I was an only child, so I had a lot of time to watch TV.
Okay. Is he dead, I guess?
Yes, he passed away a few weeks ago. Okay. And like I say, the thing of it is that he was such a great character. Like I say, he made the spy genre cool for me. Because like I say, he had this really cool German Luger. And I went and got one, a toy model of it, because I loved it so much.
This portion of Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by
Guns and Ammo Magazine.
It's brought to you by Playgirl Magazine. No. get you a choke in your coffee. This portion of Slade and Mason Show is actually brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. And I'll tell you what that's all about. It is my buddy Sheila and her husband Al. They have a big red food truck.
They used to be buddies.
look, she knows what she gets herself into when she lets me open up my mouth. But we are bad news here. So, it's a food truck. They set this up several years ago. And she was in Hawaii. And she saw the Hawaiian ice, which is very unique. It's smooth. It's creamy. They have these expensive ice shredding machines that just basically shave off blocks of ice. And they put all these flavors on. She said, well, why can't we do that here in the United States? Everywhere. So she did. She bought two ice machines, shavers, and put them inside the truck. And then what Al is responsible for doing is he puts the big 10, 20-pound block of purified ice on top, and it slowly rotates, and it creates this beautiful snowfall. Goes into your
waiting goblet. He is not exaggerating here, because I didn't see it when it came out. Yeah. I saw the finished product, and I looked, and I put my spoon in there, and man, it is a taste that you will not forget.
And it didn't go crunch when
smooth, like ice cream.
Yeah. And so they have about 53 different flavors. It's a really nice special treat. So just that, if you have a birthday party, if there is some type of fundraiser, maybe there's a community party going on, a corporate event, give them a call. They're at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. You know, my friends and I, we did a really fun New Year's celebration. It was like 12 degrees below zero, and we all had a great time. We were partying outdoors. We had the grill going.
Do we really want to carry on with the story?
There was lots of alcohol. But anyway, now what you could do is you could have I See Something, I See show up. You can go ahead and take this goblet of happiness. Bring it back.
Put your favorite adult beverage.
There you go. You could put some vodka on there, some rum, what have you. It's all up to you.
See, you got to leave it at adult beverages. We don't need to get specific here. You're an alcoholic.
You mean like adult beverages like Prime? Anyway, so.
If you're thinking, listen, 2024 is right around the corner.
It is.
And it's like they'll be starting up in April.
Oh,
it's
that's
like,
only 4 months away.
And they'll book
January,
real quickly.
February,
so
March,
don't get left
April.
In the dust.
That
Tell them how
months.
They can get booked.
Well, again, give them a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, or you go to their website at www.icesomethin.com.
Me leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. You can also visit them on Instagram, Facebook, who haven't changed their name to like Green Acres or Ponds.
Or why?
Right? It's still Instagram and Facebook, for crying out. Oh, actually, Facebook is Meta, so I stand corrected. All right.
Calling it Meta, yeah, except you eggheads.
And no one's calling it X except for, anyway. But give them
everybody
a call. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
Okay. Now, something I want to ask you about, because you will know this and I won't, because apparently it is sports related.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
Michael Oher? O-H-E-R? Is that pronounced right?
What about him?
Do you know who he is?
No.
Oh. All right, moving on.
What does he do?
Well, apparently he's some type of football person.
Wait a minute. And when you're saying football, are you talking about football like American football or football like in European football, which is soccer?
American.
Okay.
Michael.
So he's a kicker.
Oh. Let's see. Football tackle. It's a tackle.
Okay.
Let's see. Football tackle. He's a Michael Jerome Oher is a former American football tackle who played on the National Football League for 8 seasons. Super Bowl XL5-2. Anyway, here's the weird thing.
I was 17, by the way.
All right. Thanks. Whatever. All right. Here's the weird thing.
Sports really gets to Dan. You see.
All right. First off, he's a brother. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Most of us are.
That's exactly
what I mean.
More
most
on your
of us
side.
In the NFL are brothers.
Oh, okay. All right. 6'4", big guy.
Big strapping man.
Austin tackle. His parents have removed all reference to him as their parents on all their websites, all material.
And why is that?
Well, the conservatorship has been dissolved.
I know who you're talking about.
It's like.
I know who you're talking
they
about.
They don't yep. look like his mom or dad.
Well, okay. All right.
Because they look like back. They're more like my mom or dad.
Now, I'm going to tell you the story.
What the heck is going on?
The movie was made about these people.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems that this woman saw this great big kid mm-hmm. who was really down in the outs and impoverished and so on and so forth. And she took a liking to him and basically adopted him.
Lee Antoni.
And raised him and got him into college. He got out of college and went into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, you know, again, gratitude only went one way in this case.
Mm.
And so after he got to the NFL and made all his big money and mm-hmm. forgot all about his parents that mm-hmm. had raised him, you know, they set up a conservatorship because he didn't know how to handle money.
Okay.
And after a while, they just said, okay, look, I'm sorry. You've been a part of our family now, but it's like, we've got to cut it now. And okay. So that's what happened. Okay. You know, I had to think about it because yes, you're absolutely right.
This is the weirdest.
He is he's a big bruising black man. I mean, woo! And these are lily white people who have, obviously they've got some affluence so they could afford to take in this struggling guy. But I mean, it's a story of ingratitude
this
personified.
This was the weirdest story I have stumbled across all week, and I'm so glad you had an answer for us. But on an unrelated story that has absolutely nothing to do with that is it's along this line.
Oh my God! Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh. You think Thanksgiving was a gluttonous feast? We're in the month of December, and you talk about gluttony ruling supreme. And you know what? The reason is, it's not your fault. It is not your fault. It is not my fault. It is the food manufacturers of America.
Wait. What about that guy with the suspenders?
Yeah, okay, that him too. All right, let me tell you about some of the garbage that we're being served this week. Media Post says that Krispy Kreme has partnered with Warner Brothers for a limited edition Elf Donut collection. Now, there are three new versions of the original glazed donut. They're decorated with sugar cookie icing, sprinkles, and chocolate pieces. God. Diabetes, here we come! Ah! The Daily Dot says an Instacart shopper recently delivered a 600-pound order from Costco and Sam's Club. Joe Ezzy was only paid $38.35. TikToker said that the amount of work was not worth the pay.
Nope.
I don't understand that, but yep, anyhow.
I'll explain it later.
PR Newswire says that the winner of the upcoming Pop-Tarts Bowl football game will have the opportunity to the first ever edible mascot.
Oh, jeez, God. There are so many jokes I want to go with that, but go ahead. Next.
The mascot, which is part of Pop-Tarts' new creative direction, will interact with fans during the game and then transform into a snack.
Don't even want to know. Go ahead.
Oh, God. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not doing anything.
Let it go.
Green Crush says IHOP has launched a new Wonka menu featuring unique sweet and savory dishes inspired by the upcoming Willa Wonka, the upcoming movie Wonka. The menu includes chocolate pancake tacos, purple pancake, and pancakes topped with frosting, candy, and sprinkles.
God.
Well, the movie opens in theaters on December 15th. We'll have new type 1 diabetes reports by the end of the month. Media Post says Blue Moon and Pop-Up Bagels has created a new bagel called the Blue Moon Beer Bagel. The bagel is infused with Blue Moon's orange peel and coriander wheat ale flavors. Pop-Up Bagels is offering a Valencia orange cream cheese for the bagel. All right, hey, and now we get it. Creative Block says KFC has released a new fragrance called Eduardo. It smells like the 11 herbs and spices from the original recipe.
Oh,
the unisex perfume is packaged in a bottle shaped like a chicken drumstick. I can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I want. I want my woman to smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Honey, did you do overtime?
Oh, my God. You, okay.
smell like the kernels.
Packet newspaper says the St. Austell Brewery in Cornwall, England, has created a special edition Christmas beer called Secret Santa. The beer, with an ABV of 4.3%, is a rich, warm ale with hints of fruit, chocolate, spice, and plums. It's now available at select pubs. Oh, yeah, thank God they're steaming them there. All right, the street says Wendy's is adding a $26 burger to their menu.
What?
The truffle bacon cheeseburger features a quarter pound of beef, truffle-infused cheese, and applewood smoked bacon. Wendy's hopes the upscale burger will attract customers looking for a more premium fast food experience. $26 for a burger? Man.
Do you know what truffle-infused means?
Yeah, it means that they just squirted some crap on it.
Yeah, it smells like it. So it smells like dirty shoes. Next.
Yeah. Mash Magazine says Subway will feature foot-long cookies on their menu starting in 2024.
God.
Select Subway stores will celebrate National Cookie Day on December 4th by giving away a free foot-long cookie with the purchase of any foot-long sub. Subway's new recipe promises thick, gooey cookies packed with chocolate chips.
Jeez.
Again, I told you, diabetes, here we come. CNN says Kraft is launching a new vegan version of its classic mac and cheese. The plant-based alternative called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese will be available in original and white cheddar flavors.
Mm.
I like that Kraft Not Mac and Cheese.
I like this polyvinyl chloride. This is delicious. So much better than drinking from cow milk.
And finally, The Sun says KFC's new Christmas burger has received positive reviews. The stuffing tower consists of a stuffing patty.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Chicken filet, cheese, spicy cranberry sauce, mayonnaise, and lettuce.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm going to throw up on that one right along.
Jeez.
And here again, ladies and gentlemen, and this is just the first week of December. You wait. We're going to be the fattest nation in the world once again.
Oh, my gosh. KFC, Christmas burger. I'm just
I'm puking already. Again, like I say, a lot of that stuff that I talked about, you know, like I do still like the Kraft Not Mac and Cheese.
All right.
Oh, man.
So,
National Cookie Day is tomorrow. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to dovetail a little bit. You did not talk about for the very first time, and I can't talk about how long, McDonald's. But there are some big changes coming to the McDonald burgers. Did you hear about this?
I heard on this Friday. They're going to just change a whole lot of stuff. It's going to be a new McDonald's.
There we go. All right. So first off, number one. More sauce on Big Macs, because quite frankly, we just need more grease. Okay.
You all be fatty sauce, cheddar cheese, pickles, onions, on sesame seed bun.
Boom. All right.
But hey, the jingle was catchy.
All right. Onions will be rehydrated after purchase to ensure juiciness. I don't even know, and I work in a kitchen, and I don't know what that means. Here's what it means. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to take the dry, sticky onions, and they're going to put them in a small little plastic dish, and they're going to sprinkle about a tablespoon of water, and they're going to put some baking soda on top, and they're going to stick it in the microwave. and then they're going to pour it right on top of your burger. Meltier cheese, which is good because McDonald's is the reason that I don't put cheese on my burgers, because it's almost as if it's its own burger. It is so thick and dry and tasteless, and cheese, if you do it at home, the cheese needs to melt into the surface of the burger, and McDonald's doesn't. So that means they're going to be putting it under a broiler or something like that. All right, this one. Fresher lettuce and pickles. All right, so my hope was that the lettuce was fresh to begin with.
Gary, okay, we're not good. Hey, listen, stop scraping that brown stuff off of it and just go ahead and throw it away.
Gary, no, put the brown one on. The brown one's good. It's all good. And fresher pickles. Think about what a pickle is.
It's take some cucumber,
slice it up, and brine it for a year. How much fresher do you want those pickles? All right. The next one is that six patties will now be grilled at a time. Apparently, they grill like 47 at a crack, and no one's paying attention to them when they get burned. All right. Buns will be sliced with a thicker bottom.
Oh, you know, we all like thick bottoms, man.
Yeah. All right. And this last one doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm going to read it to you. I can't make this stuff up. Sesame seeds will be further spaced out. Well, there you go.
Listen, wait a minute. No, I know how they can do that. Here's what you do. On the top of your plain bun, right? You just put some kind of surface on there that's you know, soluble, and draw the design on it. Then you drop a handful of sprinkles on it, and then you turn that bun up, and guess what?
Yeah.
They're spaced apart.
It's great. I mean,
of all the things that I'd have to worry about in going to a McDonald's, I don't think the spacing of my sesame seeds is going to be at the top of the list.
All right. Now, you mentioned Christmas lights earlier in the program. Now, there are, according to BobVila.com, there are a number of appliances that are basically sucking energy out that you're just not really aware of. For instance, when I get done with the Slade and Mason show, I turn the monitor off on my screen here, and I go about my day. What I'm not realizing is there's a small little tiny transformer in there that's taking 120 and it's bringing it up to about 70 volts constantly. And that's so when I hit this button over here to turn it on, it's on in a heartbeat. Okay. So they're saying stuff like that, you need to turn that off. You need to unplug if you're not going to be using it for a long time. Another one is, obviously, same thing, a television set, right? Television sets were also doing that. They're pulling energy out. If you have a large power converter, right, for maybe like a charging system or something of that nature, same thing. Outdoor lights, you got to realize when you're away, you need to turn those off and cycle them off. Anything with standby mode, things that you may or not have a need for, like a heart monitor, right? Heart monitor system. You know, you could turn that one off. That's not really important. You know, cycle out that freezer, you know, once a week, you know, turn off the freezer, let it hit room temperature.
Let your meat go bad.
The fridge. Oh, yeah. And also, like, you know, the fridge is, you know, it's overrated. You know, you can turn it off and just go down to the local store, get some ice cubes. Yeah. And look, stop using lights. Okay. Lights are overrated. Stumble in the dark. Thomas Edison didn't know what the heck he was doing. He was just putzing around with people.
Now, listen, hold on a second, man.
Yeah, what?
You know what my electric bill is this month? I'm looking right at it.
Okay.
My electric bill is $73.46.
Okay. My electric bill
is... your electric bill?
Hold on. Let me get there. Now, mind you, I have five people in this house.
I don't care.
Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do. How do I get there? Hold on.
Oh, that's right. He's got all his information online, so he's got to go online. Search it out. And, it's not and let by me the way, that. Let me give you a social so that you can pick a block. You know?
You motherfucker. Yeah. All right. Sign in. Hold on. Let me go here.
Jeez.
What email do you want to use?
How convenient it is to get your information.
Are you a Virginia customer?
Scammers
yes,
can do it faster.
All right. This bill... All right, this isn't for five people. This is pretty darn good. $153.62.
Still come twice on. Mine.
I know, but last month was $76.04.
Yeah, well, last month was $58.
Well, you're special. Okay.
Yeah, I am. Because, like I say, because see, again, the only thing that's on is my computer. And, that's it.
Well, and you're, yeah. Well, you're lit too. So anyway, all right.
Oh,
well,
yeah. See, and I sit in the dark, you know, so it's like, hey, I can see things much better. Hey, say goodbye, Mason.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade, and may God bless everyone.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Yeah, aren't you sorry that you wasted that hour?
What did we do?
I'm telling you, AI is taking over. You know what? I'm suspecting that you're not really Dan Mason. I suspect that you're an AI creation, and that's why you keep leading us into all this I love AI stuff. See, I got it. I got him, ladies and gentlemen. See? The machines are taking over. Dan's he's a droid. He's not a human being.
I ain't gonna put up with the way she do. My gal doing something ain't gonna work. Me or her one just line get hurt.
I'm a real mother's boy, yeah. I'm a real mother's boy, yeah.
I'm a rotten mother's boy, you know. I ain't gonna play
no Oh, this is a Slade and Mason production.
A Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. and Slade Co.